Guys, I'm giving you a little Bohemian Fireside chat.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dee Dee LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Dee Dee Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. How are you doing today? Happy birthday to all of my birthday babies all around the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Darlings, this little chat is about customer service and shopping in your own wardrobe. As a woman, we are inundated with a lot of fashion brainwashing. A lot of women are pure fashion victims. A fashion victim is someone who wears something or gets a plastic surgery that doesn't flatter her because it is what she is brainwashed to accept as normal. For instance, a lot of women are filler plastic surgery victims. So being a fashion victim is just basically being pimped for your wallet, being pimped for your wallet. And we women are always pimped. Although I am a mixed media award-winning artist, in the past I worked in the beauty industry. I was a fragrance model, one of those pretty girls with the perfume bottles and the samples chasing people around. I was also a professional makeup artist in department stores, so I know all about the psychology of hope in a bottle. I remember when I was younger, I wore some pretty unflattering fashion trends, but I got out of them really quick. Unfortunately, now with all the internet and TikTok, for instance, back in the 90s, it was the shave your eyebrow off trend. I did that and I drew them right back in. Then in the 90s was the oversized clothes trend. Oh my goodness. I was like model thin and I had these oversized clothes on. I looked at a photograph of myself. I don't go along being a fashion victim for very long. I didn't when I was young and I absolutely don't do it now. And I looked at a photograph of myself. I was pretty, young, skinny, and I had on these baggy clothes. Guys, I looked like a tramp, like Charlie Chaplin, the vaudeville movie star, and he would wear these baggy clothes. So I'm bringing this up to say this. So it's now spring. We're getting into spring, although I'm recording this January 24th, 2024. It's all about spring. What are you going to wear in spring? Blah, 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 blah. I like things that are bohemian, but stylish and slightly sophisticated and eccentric. So I was looking for a patent leather tote bag. I love a backpack. I'm a backpack gal. I'm a comfortable shoe wearing gal, but I also like to wear heels and sexy clothes when appropriate. You will not find me walking miles in heels because it's not comfortable. So I'm looking at all of the spring crap. Women get brainwashed all the time. Spring, wear new florals. Everything is about you are not good enough and you have to keep consuming to be good enough. But I was thinking, I need a patent leather tote bag. That's something that is classic. Patent leather is shiny. Quilted patent leather looks cute and it never goes out of style. So I was looking at some low cost, maybe Amazon or whatever. I didn't like some of them. Some of the low cost items now are super cheap, etc. So I went shopping in my closet. I opened up a piece of luggage and I went through it like, oh, anything in the pockets of this luggage? It was a matching black patent leather quilted oversized tote bag that's durable as haystacks, baby. That's hell for the Midwesterners. So there you go. Shop in your closet. Oh, and customer service. Guys, you know, a lot of these Gen Alpha, and I'm not here to say young people aren't very good at customer service, but really, y'all really aren't good at customer service because you're not socialized to be good at customer service. I think young people, unless they're raised a certain way, their parents educate them about etiquette, social niceties, this and that. Young kids are socialized by social media, which is sort of incivil. So when they are in customer service jobs, a lot of them don't know how to do them well. They don't understand that you slightly have to subjugate in order to serve the client. You don't have to kiss the client's butt, but you can't be mean or have an attitude. So I came across a young person today. I reported them. They had an attitude like they were a special snowflake. I don't play that. I would really recommend you guys don't get into an argument with the young people. Suss them out. See that they have a problem. And in fact, recently I had to also drop a dime. Dropping a dime is that's back when there were phone booths. And then you would take a dime and you'd go call the authorities. That's where drop a dime came from. I had to drop a dime on, I patronized a business and they had hired a 16-year-old person. And when I first met the person, they said, how old do you think I am? I'm like, oh, maybe 19, maybe 20. Oh, I'm 16. They were mature, but 16-year-olds, honestly, are not mature enough to run a business by themselves, not unless it's online, something that they're doing. So long story short, this 16-year-old, y'all had to drop a dime on the 16-year-old. And they get kind of pouty and immature. They think they're on the same level as everybody. And so this point of your Bohemian Fireside Chat is when you come across these young ones, you must go above their head and, you know, tell the manager, give them the time, the day, be specific so they can retrain these young ones, because the young ones aren't really socialized to serve per se in customer service jobs. Guys, this is your Bohemian Fireside Chat for Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. I hope everything is going well for you wherever you are in the world. Thank you for subscribing. I am here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, happy birthday to my birthday children's all around the world. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful birthday. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.